Radio, AM 820.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. We're at halftime. Bishop Hartley on top of Chillicothe, 14-10 at the break. Time now for the Hartley Spotlight. I'm joined now by Heather Rush. She is the admissions director at Bishop Hartley. And welcome to a Salt Creek Press Box. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Hot action down on the field. I'm telling you what, this has been an exciting game. Chillicothe is giving Bishop Hartley everything they would want, right?
Yeah, it's a great game. We're so excited.
Let's talk about all the great things going on at Bishop Hartley. Let's start with a fall open house. Give us the details on that, if you will.
Our fall open house will take place on Thursday, November 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. here at Bishop Hartley High School. I recommend arriving 10 or 15 minutes early because it starts with a brief presentation by our amazing principal, Mike Winters, and he always starts right on time. So get there a few minutes early. At open house, students and their parents can take tours of the building, including our virtual reality lab, our amazing science wing, gymnasium, and we are working on an auxiliary gym, too, that will be finished this winter. Students will be able to meet teachers, coaches, club moderators, students, and get to engage with some of the amazing members of our Hartley community.
And now, who should come to that fall open house?
6th, 7th, and 8th graders and their parents are invited, but certainly siblings and anyone in our community who wants to learn more about how to fit in and stand out as a Hawk.
Talk to us about the application process here at Hartley, if you will.
Sure. Our application will go live on October 17th on our website, which is bishop-hartley.org. Prospective families want to be familiar with our admissions tab from our website. And from that tab, you can actually apply after October 17th, sign up for our admission test, which they take place in November and December, and really get the ball rolling on enrollment at Bishop Hartley.
Talking with Heather Rush here at halftime, the admissions director at Bishop Hartley. Hartley leading Chillicothe 14-10 to the break. Also, we have something called Take a Look Tuesday. I'm intrigued. What's that all about?
Take a Look Tuesday. It's a great opportunity for future Hawks to learn more about the school by visiting. It's sort of like a shadow experience.
Okay.
And so, again, from that admissions tab of bishop-hartley.org, okay, you can click Visit Us, and it's one of the options. So students can sign up to come to Hartley for a school day, and they get paired up with a student who has similar interests, maybe a favorite subject, sport, or club that they're interested in, and they get to follow that Hartley student throughout the day to see what it's really like to be a Hawk.
Does that relate to the Hawks to Be program as well, or how does that work?
Sure. So our Hawks to Be club is for 4th through 8th graders who really want to be part of our Hurtley family. A lot of those kids eventually do end up coming to the Take a Look Tuesday visit, so there's certainly a connection there. The Hawks to Be club, you can sign up from the homepage of our website, again, bishop-hurtley.org, and on the left-hand side, there's a tab for our Hawks to Be members. So you sign up online, and it's free, and you get an ID with the student's picture on it, and it comes on a lanyard so they can wear it to any athletic event, our drama productions, and they get free entrance. We also host specific Hawks to Be exclusive events. We do an Advent festival. Santa comes. They get to do arts and crafts and have cookies.
Santa?
Santa.
I know him.
Do you?
That's from the movie Elf. Sorry.
Ah, very good. And some other really fun events at Bishop Hurtley to learn more about the school.
Now, Heather, you've been involved in a lot of different projects here at Bishop Hurtley. Give the people kind of a bio of some of the things you've done in your few years already at Bishop Hurtley High School.
So I started Bishop Hurtley in sort of a marketing and PR role and found that I really enjoyed working with families. So over a couple of years, I transitioned to the admissions director role. So I run our admissions and scholarship process and, you know, give families tours throughout the building and just help families learn why Hurtley is such an incredible school. I mean, things from our graduating class of about 160 kids earn $16.7 million in academic scholarships to college.
Go over those numbers again.
$16.7 million from our seniors, about 160 grads. And that's not athletic scholarships, that's not financial aid, that's just merit and academics.
And that's just a couple of the reasons why students should consider Bishop Hurtley. Give them another overview. Why else should people consider Bishop Hurtley High School? Not only if you're a parent listening, but a student or perhaps even a student athlete.
Sure. We have about 20 sports and about 20 clubs kids can get involved in.
Okay.
And we also have an innovative program called the House System.
Okay.
There are some schools who are doing it maybe on a smaller level, but it is such a huge part of our community. Certainly we're all Hurtley Hawks and have a great sense of family, but we wanted to get even better at that. So everyone in the Hurtley community, every student, teacher, our maintenance staff, our principal, everyone's assigned to one of 6 houses.
Okay.
Each house is named after a Catholic school in the area that has closed over the years.
Like Worley.
Like Worley. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sacred Heart, St. Mary's Springs, Victory, Rosary. So there's 6 houses, Aquinas. And they compete for the House Cup and a day off of school in the spring. And they do different competitions, things like a glee-off, where the houses each do a singing and dancing performance, and
okay.
They compete, and see who has the best performance. We do an academic bowl, House Olympics in the spring. You know, each house, each quarter with the most service hours gets points, with the highest GPA. So really it's encouraging kids to be the best versions of themselves, to compete in a friendly way. The nice thing, too, about it is that the houses still have, you know, 100, 120 kids. So we have the kids each in 6 mentor groups. So the
okay.
house is broken up into small groups of about 20 kids.
All right.
5 freshmen, 5 sophomores, 5 juniors, 5 seniors, and 1 or 2 mentor teachers. And you meet with your mentor group every day, and you stay with the same group for all 4 years.
Okay.
So it's really nice. Kids earn an academic credit in leadership through mentor group, and they really get to meet a lot of kids they might not otherwise interact with.
Talking with Heather Rush, the admissions director at Bishop Hurtley, but right now we're going to make her the football coach. 14-10 at halftime. What are you telling your Hawks right now, Coach Rush?
The football team?
Yes.
I'd be telling the football team that they are doing a great job and to keep it up, and let's bring it home for a win.
Imagine my embarrassment. I almost wore the same shoes that you wore tonight. So.
You almost wore gold flip-flops.
So I changed my mind.
They would look great on you.
Right now, if I could take off my shoes and socks, I would. But 700 people would pass out with about 50 feet of us right
it's
now.
It's pretty hot.
And again, the website for more information is?
It's bishop-hartley.org.
I'll tell you what, she's a fabulous person to have running the program. Heather Rush, the admissions director at Bishop Hurtley. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
We're at halftime. It is 14-10 Hurtley over Chillicothe. We'll take a break on the other side. Ryan and Lee with all the scores and more when you come back to the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Jesus had some pretty direct words about the poor. I'll sum them up for you. If you don't serve the poor, you will go to hell. Ouch, that stings. But those aren't my words, so don't kill the messenger. Read Matthew 25. Jesus' entire summary of the final judgment has to do with how we treat those in need. A heart that's unmoved by hunger, nakedness, homelessness, and thirst can't enter the kingdom. Thankfully, it's not too hard to do something about it. Go online and give regularly to your favorite charity that serves the poor. The internet has brought them to your doorstep. Carry gift cards to supermarkets and fast food places to give to the poor in street corners. And if you're able, join a local charity in a hands-on way. Getting to know the poor up close and personal reminds us what's most important in life and what's not. We need the poor more than they need us. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
To 10 is our score in the CCL football game of the week. Hartley leading Chillicothe in this one. Ryan Baker here back in the studios of AM 820, and I'm joined by the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And Lee, 14 to 10, this is 2 weeks in a row at the half. Hartley's in games closer than I thought they would be.
Well, but it's like Coach Birchfield said in the preview show, you know, he's not so concerned about playing two quarters. He's concerned about playing four quarters. This way they're going to come out the second half. You know, they've made some mistakes. And, you know, we're seeing it all around Central Ohio tonight. A lot of mistakes, a lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers. And, you know, Hartley's had their own problems, too. You know, Chillicothe got the ball deep. It took them, what, five plays to go 2 yards to tie the score? The possibly the concerning thing for Hartley right now would be that last drive that ended up in the field goal. You know, it was the first real sustained drive all game for Chillicothe. But, you know, again, Coach Birchfield knows, you know, you make the halftime adjustments, you come out, and, you know, I expect Hartley to put him away in the second half.
And you mentioned it there, Lee, sloppy play and turnovers really permeating the week four schedule here in the first half. We'll get into some more of that here in just a little bit. Let's get you up to date on what the other Catholic teams in the area are doing tonight. Lee over in Grandview, Reedy at the half, trails the Bobcats 17 to nothing. Lee, this is not good because this is a game both you and I picked Reedy in. It's been all Grandview so far.
Yeah, a little bit surprised by it. But there, you know, Reedy gets a turnover, but it turns into a safety to, you know, and that gave it a 9-0 lead. You know, going into the game, Coach Cross said, you know, you got to keep your eye on Hudson Joe and Lachey. You know, and both those guys have done damage tonight.
Yeah, Hudson jumped 65 yards on the first play of scrimmage for the first score. If you remember last year, though, Lee, Reedy was leading Grandview in this game in the second half 24-6, and the Bobcats almost came back and took it away from Reedy. So could we see something for the Silver Knights like that this week?
Well, yeah, and because I look at it this way, you know, Reedy comes in 1-2 tonight, but you know, they've been in all their games now. Granted, Hartley pulled away from the second half, you know, once it got to be, what was it, 2019? And, you know, Hartley ended up pulling away. But Reedy, you know, they're a tough team. The first four opponents are combined 10-2 right now. So, you know, I know Grandview's undefeated, but Grandview, you know, hasn't played the schedule that Reedy has, but a lot the big scuttlebutt in Grandview is that this is probably their best team since that 12-2 team of 2015.
Yeah, and as you knew going in, this was going to be a good one, a close matchup. These two teams so close, not only in proximity, but in size. Grandview in Division 6, Reedy in Division 5. And we talked with Coach Cross on the preview show about this. This is a game that should have been happening for years.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. This is, you know, like you say, with the proximity and the like sizes. Yeah, we ought to be in the, you know, 35th. You know, matchup of this series. But if Reedy does get into the Mid-State League Ohio Division, you know, this is the second year playing all the Mid-State League Ohio schools without it counting in the league standings. If they can get in there next year and make this a league game, and that's more of what Reedy ought to be doing. There's no way that Reedy ought to be, you know, in the CCL at this point. You know, Hartley was a, you know, similar size, but as Coach Birchfield brought up last week, you know, they've just gotten bigger. They made that decision to try to get a little bit bigger. They're a Division III school now. You know, Watterson's 3, DeSales is 3, St. Charles is 2. And you still got Reedy hanging out in Division 5. You know, they're going to be playing like-size schools. The only school that's noticeably bigger in the Mid-State League Ohio would be Whitehall. They're Division 2. Everyone else is 4, 5, or 6.
Yeah, so we'll see if the Silver Knights can come from behind here and at least make this one a little closer against Grandview tonight. Lee, Watterson is over at Hilliard Derby tonight, and at the half they trail Wheelersburg 7-0. Now, I know Watterson has won 2 in a row. But this game is so close, surprises me a little bit, and maybe tells me a little bit more about Watterson than the last 2 weeks in their wins, because Wheelersburg, we know, is a good team, and Watterson's going blow to blow with them right now.
Yeah, well, it's what happens, you know. I think on the preview show, Coach Kennedy said, you know, they've won those last two games, but they're probably 3 plays from being 0-3. That shows you how tight these games have been. And so when you're winning those close games, it just breeds confidence. And they're playing very confident now. You know, and their last two victories have been over teams that beat them last year, and they get a chance to do it again. But, you know, I got to thinking, you know, when you go 2-8 last year, and you've got 8 of those opponents on your schedule again, you got a lot of opportunity for revenge.
Yeah, for sure. But Watterson playing well. The nice thing for the Eagles, Jacob Hoyne, just a sophomore. Tommy Bear, just a junior.
Yeah.
So they've got a little while with these.
Well, and the thing I like, too, is the fact that there's excitement around that program again. You know, the thisweeksports.com Facebook Live preview show was out at Watterson this week. You know, for me, you know, it's Watterson's one of those traditional programs that you just love seeing the excitement around there again.
No surprise here, Lee, but DeSales is rolling tonight over Dayton Belmont, 43-6. Belmont's only touchdown, a defensive touchdown. Reno Godfrey has 4 touchdown passes for the Stallions. They're rolling tonight.
Yeah, and Belmont's a team that was 9-2 last year, and they've just struggled mightily this year. I mean, they're on their way to being 0-4. Coming into tonight, they had been outscored 111-30 for the season. I mean, that's, you know, their closest game was 2 touchdowns. So, you know, it's just, a couple of those Dayton area schools have just fallen off quickly. It's really amazing.
Yeah, they had a big coaching shuffle there in the Dayton City schools, and it's just crazy what's going on.
Yeah, you know, you get in the playoffs and you don't re-sign your coach. You know, I mean, there had to be something. You know, we've talked about that earlier, but there had to be something going on there that you know, we don't know about. But it's just strange. And, you know, DeSales, you know, what DeSales needs this, obviously, but what they also need, they need Watterson to win. They need St. Charles to win. You know, there's, you know, because if those teams struggle like they did last year, then, you know, DeSales could find themselves on the outside looking in the playoffs again. Because DeSales, of course, you know, they've got Covington next week. They're probably going to be 5-0. They've got Hartley coming up, Winton Woods coming up. You know, those are those coin toss games that we talked about, that they've got to get at least one of those to get into playoffs.
You mentioned St. Charles. They're trying to make it 2 in a row this week. They have a 13-7 lead over New Philadelphia at the half. So it would be nice to see St. Charles get their second win in a row here tonight, hopefully.
Well, you know, that's a game St. Charles lost 28-7, so we're talking about Watterson getting revenge. But, you know, it would be good for St. Charles. They've not won back-to-back games since weeks 3 and 4 in 2016. That's a long time to go without back-to-back wins, and they could do it tonight.
And Watterson, even when you talk at that, they hadn't won back-to-back games since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Watterson with two in a row. They're trying to make it three. St. Charles with two in a row tonight. Watkins Memorial has a 3-0 lead over Newark Catholic. Every time I look up, all I see is defense. Eli Wilson has two picks for the Warriors. Grant Myers just had an interception for Newark Catholic. Defense, defense, defense in this one.
Well, and a whole lot of good defense means very little offense. Watkins Memorial allowed only 14 yards of offense to Newark Catholic. Now, I do think it needs to be pointed out that Newark Catholic is a Division VI school playing a Division II school in Watkins Memorial. And, you know, Newark Catholic won this game last year, so it's not saying that they can't do it. But, yeah, this is one of those games that is, you know, again, you know, some turnovers. You know, Newark Catholic got a pooch kickoff to open the second half. I mean, tonight is, you know, really, really developing into a crazy night. I mean, Thomas Worthington, they got a 105-yard interception return tonight right before the half, and they lead Worthington Kilbourne 14-12 at half. I mean, just everywhere we look on Twitter, it's like, well, interception, turnover, fumble, penalties. I mean, it's just for week four, it seems a little bit sloppier than what you would expect. Either that or the defenses are still ahead of the offense.
And teams are capitalizing on those turnovers, too. Fisher Catholic looks like they're going to move to 3-0. They have a 41-0 lead over Ridgedale at the half. The Rockets, just 16 players they dress each Friday night. That's rough for them.
Yeah, and Fisher Catholic is going to get another shot of the team like that when they play Rosecrans. Rosecrans also has 16 players on the team. And, you know, Coach said earlier this week that, you know, he doesn't know that being able to, it will be a factor to be able to wear them down, because at this point, he said, their conditioning, from what he's seen, is really top-notch. And, you know, quite frankly, it better be with 16 guys out there, because you know you're going to be playing.
So let's go ahead and look at some of the other big matchups here. We just have a couple minutes to look at in the area. Max Hamilton returned the opening kick 88 yards for Lancaster, and they have not looked back. They've got a 42-0 lead over Newark. Reynoldsburg, they're one of those teams, Lee, capitalizing on turnovers. They've got a 35-7 lead over Central Crossing. Johnstown just got their first score of the game, but Granville turned right around and scored to answer that. The Aces have a 21-7 lead over the Johnnies. Gahanna, Lee, we talked about it. Turnovers, Gahanna has three of them. They trail New Albany 20-6. They fumbled on their first drive of the game. They threw an interception that was returned for a touchdown, and the Lions really shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, and this is a big game for Gahanna. Gahanna, you know, they started out 0-2. They did that in Coach Ward's first season, end up winning 7 in a row to earn a playoff berth. You know, a little bit of extra incentive for New Albany, too. Their first-year coach, Matthew Kidwell, he's a 1992 Gahanna grad. He was a quarterback inducted into Gahanna's Hall of Fame. You know, he's tried to downplay it a little bit, but, you know, and this is an odd situation for New Albany. They win tonight, they could be 3-1. It would be their best record at this point since being 4-0. They made the playoffs the last 2 years starting out 1-2 and having to turn it up. So, you know, just a very uncharacteristically strong start for the Eagles.
And a loss here for Gahanna would put them really in the hole at 1-3.
Yeah, because, you know, that OCC Ohio is just amazing with Pickerington North, Pickerington Central, and Reynoldsburg. You got to put Reynoldsburg in that conversation right now, too. Look at what Lancaster's doing. There's, you know, outside of, you know, Grove City's struggling, but, you know, It's going to be a tough road for Gahanna if they lose tonight.
Let's fly through these final scores. Bradley 16-0 over Darby. Scioto 17-7 over Jerome. Liberty 21-10 over Hilliard Davidson. All Pick North 38-0 over Westerville Central. 16-0 Olentangy leads Kaufman. 12-7 Thomas Worthington over Worthington Kilbourne. And Upper Arlington and Westerville South are tied at 14. Don't forget, after the game, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Let's head back out to Jack Ryan Field right now to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for the second half of the CCL football game.